This is Fan Sided Radio.
June 18th, 2013. This is Fan Sided Tonight. Just as I was getting ready to bury the Miami Heat, LeBron James and company doing the unthinkable. Ray Allen hits a three-pointer towards the end of regulation, sending it into overtime, and the Miami Heat survive to play and force a Game 7. Let's get this show started. What a Game 6 in Miami. That might be the best NBA Finals game I have ever witnessed. Overtime action in an elimination game, Game 6. Ray Allen with a huge shot. The defense comes up big, a questionable call. Manu Ginobili looked like he was fouled as he was driving to the bucket that could have given them the win in overtime, but the Miami Heat hold on, and they force a Game 7. I'll tell you what, the San Antonio Spurs, as tough and gritty as they are, they might have a hard time recovering from this one. I've been saying all along I thought it was going to be the San Antonio Spurs in six games, but the way the Miami Heat came out tonight, forced the overtime, got the win in overtime, every single ounce, I should say, of leverage now sits in the hands of the Miami Heat. They might be able to pull this one out on Thursday night. Of course, that Thursday night forced Game 7. That is going to cause our show, the live show, Fan Sided Tonight, to come at you early. It'll be at you at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's the way it is going to be, unfortunately. I wanted to do the show on time, but things don't always work out the way you plan. Now, what does this mean? Tony Parker, Tim Duncan and company have to be very down right now because they had this game in hand. They blew it late, and now they are forced to win a Game 7 on the road in the NBA Finals, which has never been done. Now, if there's any team, any coach, any players that might be able to get it done, it's the San Antonio Spurs, but the Miami Heat have to feel damn good about themselves right now heading into Game 7. This could be their second title in a row. Back-to-back titles has not been done in quite some time. I believe the Los Angeles Lakers, the last team who was able to accomplish that feat. What do you think? Wow, I'm almost out of breath when it comes to this NBA Finals game. We're not really going to cover this too much. I have a guest coming on the show tomorrow, so obviously we'll be going a little bit more in depth when we have more time to analyze what we witnessed tonight when it comes to the NBA Finals. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk Celtics basketball, actually, and the Doc Rivers coaching situation and how that might shake out. Switching gears, speaking of championships, former NBA champion coach Doc Rivers will not be going to the Clippers. Evidently, talks have broke down between the Celtics and Clippers. So Kevin Garnett not going to the Clippers. Doc Rivers not going to the Clippers. DeAndre Jordan not going to the Celtics. Neither are one or two first-round draft picks. I argued last night, bad idea for the Clippers to do this. Don't do it. Don't trade away your future for a possible one title run, if that. Stay away from Dwight Howard. Stay away from Doc Rivers. Bring in a coach like Shaw, like Holland, like Byron Scott. Here's what I didn't think about last night, but I'm scratching my head wondering it now. What in the hell do the Celtics do now? See, they were banking on the Clippers making a mistake and trading away young talent and trading away draft picks and bringing them in and then bringing in a coach who has a chance to win in the next 5 years. Well, right now, it's going to take longer than that for the Celtics to be able to do much of anything, because Doc Rivers doesn't want to coach there anymore. Doc Rivers is going to sit his ass in a chair at a network and talk about basketball and be an analyst. Kevin Garnett isn't going to want to play for anybody but Doc Rivers. Paul Pierce, he's probably going to have his contract bought out, and he's going to go somewhere else and play, or he's going to retire because he wants to play for Doc Rivers. So in a sense, the Celtics are going to be empty-handed, completely empty-handed when it comes to the future. They'll have their draft pick. Maybe they'll try to move Pierce if he decides not to retire. I don't know who's going to take on the current contract he signed under, though. Who's going to pay that much for an aged star? Not many teams. Hell, maybe the Miami Heat will trade Chris Bosh for Paul. How about that? Paul Pierce for Chris Bosh. The Celtics are in trouble. We already knew that it was going to be a while before they won again. But they are in serious trouble because they didn't think about the what-ifs. What if the Clippers don't make this trade? And now they're sitting and they're wondering of themselves what their next move is. All right, that's going to do it for tonight's episode of Fansided Tonight. Make sure to tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have a guest. It's a surprise guest. But we're going to be talking, of course, about the NBA Finals, NBA coaching, and more. I want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's show. My name is John Akron. Be good, everybody.